The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components. Lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. And these guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop and they all drive custom vehicles. So they use their products that they sell on their own vehicles. So if you guys are looking for anything for your vehicles, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts or whatever, give them a call or visit their website, switchsuspension.com.
Hope you enjoy this episode of The Drop. If you like these podcasts and all the other content we create, head on over to our websites and purchase merch. Purchasing merch keeps us going and creating more content. Our websites are grinder-tv.com and livelifecustom.com. We really appreciate it. Now on to the episode.
There we go.
How's there that? You go. Yep, much better.
Must be when I start the FaceTime, I have to do it.
Like, I think so.
Because I just unplugged and plugged when I...
Oh, really?
Right before I did it, yeah.
It's all... No. That's not how we do things around here. That's not how we do things around here, partner. Anyway, what's up, man?
Nothing.
I'm, like, ready to go.
You ready to go?
Yeah, I had a vacation from my vacation this week.
You know how it goes? Sometimes.
Dude, well, you know, the thing is like, when you go on a trip like that, especially to a place like that, you have this feeling like you have to do something all the time. Like, mm-hmm. I'm here at this place. I have all these things to explore and all these things to look at. So you just feel like you're like always having to go. You know what I mean? And so that's what we did. Like every day we were doing something, you know, up at 7, up till late every day, you know? So then I get home and I'm all, I was like literally burnt too. I was all sunburned, all messed up.
When we went to Maggie Valley, right? And mm-hmm. We did stuff, but there was that one day when we did all the podcasts where we kind of just didn't do anything.
And that was so great, man.
It was so nice. Even though that's kind of what I do at my house a lot. Like,
but it's different. You like that. You want to go. I would like this. I would like to go on a vacation and like spend a couple days just not do anything.
Yeah.
You know? Which is kind of like it's because usually, you know, our yearly kind of vacation that we do is we go down to Carlsbad for a week. And, like we kind of in that same mindset, you know, oh, we're on vacation. We got to do stuff. But now I'm like, well, now that I've gone somewhere exotic, you know, and now that's like, you know, being here, it's like, now I feel like I can relax. Like I don't need to go do stuff. I can just take it easy, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm rested. My
entire life is a vacation.
Mine too. Mine too. And that probably... I don't know. That might bother some people. I don't know.
I don't know who it would bother. It doesn't bother me. It
doesn't bother me at all, man. I'm just out here just living life. The reason I wanted to record early and like I have stuff to do, it's my kid's 13th birthday today. And so I'm taking her lunch and I got to time it right that when she's at school right now. So I got to time it right when she takes lunch to go take her lunch at school. But yeah, now I have two teenage daughters officially.
Yeah.
So it's wild. My life is kind of wild, you know.
In the blink of an eye, right?
Yeah, in a blink of an eye, man. It's crazy. But yeah. So what's going on? Lots of stuff to talk about. We talked about all about my trip last week. We do have some house cleaning before we get into things.
Yeah, go ahead, cuz I don't think we need to do it, but you do, so I'll let you.
I like to do a little follow-up, just the little things that I missed. And I'm pretty sure everybody's sick of like hearing about my trip, but I have one more little thing to talk about that I forgot to mention last week, which was a very funny critical point. So let's flash back to us being in the room waiting for the ride to come back. I forgot to tell you that earlier that day when we went out exploring, the car only had like a quarter tank. I was like, hey, we should probably get gas. And everybody's like, nah, we'll get it later. Right. Well, whatever. At that point, whatever. So then when he goes back and he goes to get the gas, he comes back and picks us up. Everything's fine. We're driving to the evacuation spot. And he starts like slow rolling like his side of that adventure, which was he leaves the place and like all the gas stations that were close to the resort were closed down because they wanted people to leave. So he couldn't find gas, slowly running out of gas. And he's like, yeah, he's like, I had a hard time finding gas, but I found one that was open. And I went in there and they said, no, we're closed. And he's all, well, can I, like, you know, I'm in a bad spot. Can you just? And she's like, yeah. And he was just happening to get gas. And then we like drive a little farther. And he's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, lucky I found gas. And luckily, I got it when I did because the car was sputtering as I pulled up to the gas pump.
It's always a good thing to have
gas.
In any sort of situation.
Yeah. So I forgot to mention that last week and I thought it was hilarious. But no, I also just because, you know, we have a lot of good friends who like to, you know, drop comments and tell us about things. So we were talking about like the rust problem that they have there. And that was like sort of my kind of like, oh, you know, could this be one of the reasons why I don't see too many older pickups around is because rust. And our friend Scott Watson dropped us a message. And he said, yeah, that's the major problem is rust. And, it's just because it's salty, wet air and it's surrounded by that. But I just want to just go through his message cause he was, you know, so kind enough to write this whole thing out for us.
Yep.
So Scott Watson off Instagram, he says, here's a few things about Hawaii. I've been there many times over the years. My daughter lived there for a couple years and a couple years of my close friends. Oh, I'm sorry. And a couple of my close friends are native, born and raised. So as far as the Toyota influence, it's mostly because the islands have a huge Japanese influence. Other than native Hawaiian, the next largest ethnicity is Japanese. And actually before the war, their population was just under half. Was just under half the island's population behind native. So what he's saying is like at a time it was half Hawaiian natives and half Japanese people from Japan. And as far as the inspections, it's kind of partially up to the inspector, but you can lift your truck and have big old wide tires, but for the indication they want mud flaps and some kind of fender flare to cover the tire. So you can have lifted trucks. It's not like an illegal thing to have them. They just need to meet certain compliances to have these lifted trucks. But the police don't ever enforce it. So they just pull the stuff off after inspection. So there's that.
I mean, it's kind of like here.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You got to have mud flaps and stuff. Your tires aren't supposed to stick out a certain, you know, a certain thing past your fenders and all that stuff.
Yeah. I just wasn't sure. Like if it was like, you know, some places like when you talk about Australia or like some other, you know, countries like that, like I'm not saying Hawaii is the United States of America, but I'm just saying there are some places who are very, very strict about that stuff. Who will pull you over and they don't like any kind of modification. So at least that, like, I thought maybe people are like lifting these things, you know, inspecting them, taking them off. But it turns out they just lift them, leave them lifted and then add safety equipment to it. And then to finish off, he says, now the rust thing, dude, the salt air is absolutely brutal, almost worse than road salt. It never goes away 24/7. He grew up in Washington and nothing ever lasts. And then he also says, which is interesting. He says that Oahu has a huge VW scene. So they're super into VWs too. So.
Yeah.
Huh. Anyway, I just thought that was interesting because like, you know, we had some questions and, he provided some answers.
Yeah. 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 He sent, I'm not sure if that was the message he sent. I think he sent both of us or I copied and pasted it, but I know he messaged both of us and gave us that insight. So that was cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So that, yeah, it was definitely a great follow up. But other than that, a lot of other stuff going on. So you dropped a video.
Yes.
It was fantastic. I loved it.
Thanks.
Yeah. It was awesome. Like it was, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that, that trip was a lot of fun.
Like it seemed like it.
Just the drive from here to Moab, like, is worth going up there just because it's unlike, you know, the scenery changes. You go from the desert here and then you go up into the pines, you know, up in Flagstaff. And then you just go, you like skirt around Flagstaff and all of a sudden it just turns into all those red rocks and cliffs and all that stuff. So,
yeah, like a couple clips in your video almost look fake.
Yeah.
Like I can't remember who it was, but it was Dino. It was like Dino and his girlfriend standing there, and then like it looked like a movie set or something.
It did that. So that was the pre party that they have on Friday night. So we got there Thursday, and then Friday woke up and did the Jeep thing, which was a lot of fun. And then they did this big cruise. I don't know if you've ever seen videos on Instagram or TikTok where it's like the most beautiful road in America, and it's just this sheer cliff. That was that road.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like 10 miles or 14 miles, you're on that road, and then you get to this lodge. And they had dinner there. They had a bar, games, bands, And yeah, it was right there on the river. So the river just, that's the Colorado River. It comes down and it just kind of bends right there. That's and you cool. look down it and you, yeah, it looks fake. It looks like a painting.
Yeah. It's wild. Yeah. That was one of my notes on your video was like, when you're that cruise specifically, like when you're trying to film something like that cruise, it's very difficult, especially when you're in the line of the cruise. You know, we found that a lot, like Cruise of the Pines.
Because there's no rolling there's the red no rocks. There's nowhere to pass.
Right.
You know, there's no, like there was some other video guys doing stuff and they were ahead of everyone and they had drones.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, I'd pass them and I'm like, oh, I'm kind of jealous. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I should have. And then I just think in my head, like, well, I can't do that all the time. Yeah. I just going to point the camera at things and
it worked out really well. I think you captured it without like I said, it's a very difficult thing to do, but I thought you did a good job of like explaining, well, like there's these cool trucks cruising down this thing with all this great scenery. You know, it was really well done.
Yeah. And you're only, you only have the trucks in front of you and behind you, right?
Yeah.
That's all you have. So you're kind of, I remember going up to Cruise of the Pines once and I was stuck behind a Scion XB the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, damn it.
Well, also another thing that's nice in that scenario is when you're a passenger, because I'm sure you were in Joe's Suburban, right?
Yeah.
So when it gives you a little more freedom. Like the last time we did Cruise of the Pines and I drove, it's like that's extra difficult.
Yeah, that's why when like on the cruise up, I just took my phone and I was just like, I'm just gonna use my phone. It's not the super best quality when you zoom in and stuff like that, but it does the job, you know.
Yeah,
like,
it tells a story.
Yeah. So it's easier to film from your phone real quick, just grabbing it, opening it up, and all that stuff. So
yeah, capturing it. Yeah, it was cool. The Jeep thing was really cool. Was that what you were talking about how like you guys were looking like for a Jeep tour, and you came across that dude, and he's like, I got nothing to do, so he like you basically had like a personal like tour guide.
Yeah, that was the owner of that place.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Him and his family run it. And I was looking for, so there's a ton of Jeep tours, side-by-side things like in Moab. So me, I'd get on the internet and I'm just like, okay, I want to find the one that's not going to rip me off. I want to find the one that's going to be the best bang for our buck. That's not, because yeah, I want to do like half touristy, but then half not touristy type thing.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
you know, you go somewhere and it's like, you want to see the tourist stuff, but you also want to see the stuff.
The real stuff. Yeah, yeah.
So, there's this one called Extreme 4x4s and it's these long travel, like they have a square body C10. They've got, a couple other things and there's rows of seats and they go pretty hard, right? Like more than anyone, but they were sold out.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, let me go on Reddit. So I went on Reddit, started reading things and someone mentioned that place. So I called him and the dude, it was his son. And he's like, well, let me call my dad and see what he says. And his dad called me back. He's like, yeah, we usually don't take people out. He goes, but I'll take you guys out.
That's cool.
Yeah. He's like, what do you want to do? We're like, we just want to see stuff.
Yeah.
We don't. And he's like, all right. And, so we showed up in the morning and they have like a fleet of 15 or so Jeeps and they just rent them out to people. So you can go up there and get your own Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
So, now we know if we go up next time and there's more than three of us, cause if there was four of us, that wouldn't have worked out.
Right.
So, next time we can just go over to Jen's Jeep Rentals and just rent our own Jeep and do the same thing, essentially.
Jen's Jeep Rentals. Yeah. A couple of my favorite parts was one, you go with this dude and he's like showing you around and he's just like has his coffee doing these like gnarly maneuvers over these rocks. And like he shows the degree thing on the dash and the Jeep is like this. He's just casually sipping coffee.
He had finished his coffee by the super steep part. But that first part when we started going up, I even said it in part of the video, but I didn't put it in there. I was like, my favorite part about this is he's doing this while holding his coffee.
Yeah, it was
just
awesome.
Got at the gas station.
It was great. And then my other favorite part is like, yeah, real big shout out to Jen's Jeeps for helping us out. And then Joe's like, that's not Jen's Jeeps.
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh, that logo. Nope, that's not it.
No, that's not it. No, it was a lot of fun. I love seeing you guys have fun and cruise and just like, you know, seeing Joe out there with his Suburban is like super cool.
Oh, it's rad.
That thing is super sick.
I keep telling him he's got to bag it and lay it out. And I even made him a little Photoshop and, and I was like, cut it up and put it on the ground. He's like, yeah, I got to do that. But he wants to make that like a date, like more of a, just a get in and not worry about it.
Like a tour truck kind of thing.
Yeah. Like he wants to take it when they go to Disneyland. He's like, I just want to take it out there. He's like, yeah. I just, And it was this perfect vehicle for that because there was a shot, I didn't put it in the video, but of like, I walked up and Morgan is in the front seat looking for something. And then she just crawled to the, like almost walked like a motorhome
right
into the back seat through the two seats. And that's, I was like, awesome. There's so much room in here.
Yeah. No, those things are so cool. I don't know. Like, it is kind of perfect. Like, he has other cool trucks. Like, it would be very cool bag, but it would be very cool to just leave it like that forever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just one of those. It's there are certain vehicles that you don't need to bag.
Right, right.
And that sounds really bad.
Yeah.
There obviously everything is cooler on the ground.
Uh-huh.
But in certain situations, it doesn't, you know, like, it's just like kind of whatever. Like, yeah. You can get in that thing, you can get in anything and drive across country, but you can get in that and like, you don't have to ever worry about it.
Right, right. Does it have air conditioning and stuff in it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got nice. Everything.
Is it motor swapped?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So it's like completely set up.
Oh, it's ready to go.
Yeah. I know you had the
drives
the
like problem. A brand new truck.
That's awesome. I know you had a problem with the transmission a couple of years ago when you went on the power tour.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He got that fixed.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I love the because he didn't have those graphics back then, mm-hmm. right? Those are kind of like newish, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, it's just a sticker.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I think it's awesome for me because it also reminds me of like the Toyota livery, I guess. I don't know how to, you know, it's kind of funny, and maybe someone can like drop me a comment and help me out here. And I know this is super lame, but whatever. So I'm trying to find like little badges and stuff for my truck that have that like brown, red, and yellow like color combination, but I don't know what to search for. I type in, I'm like, Toyota emblems with red, brown, and yellow, or Toyota emblems with old school colors, and I don't know. Like I said, it sounds really lame, but I can't find them.
It's probably one of those things where you have to actually go to that Toyota Fest in Long Beach and just walk around and look. And I bet there's vendors there with that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's probably a good idea. Yeah. So yeah, it reminds me of that. What I had one other thought about it. Oh, it's kind of funny with those Suburbans in particular, because I remember growing up and, you know, being in the scene, mini trucks, like when you're younger and stuff. And there was this guy in my town who loved those things, and he had like two or three of them, and they were kind of janky. You know, they're not as nice as that, obviously. Yeah. And I always remember back then looking at him like, it's kind of lame. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are certain things like back then that you're like, nah, it didn't like catch your eye. You know what I mean? Yeah. It wasn't whatever.
It's just an old big thing, you know.
And that's what we are now, old big things. And that's why old big we like
things.
Them.
Old big things. I like that.
Yeah, that's perfect. I mean, there's certain cars like I never liked Corvettes.
Yeah.
But now I can look. I go, I could see myself buying one of those and just jamming it around, like the used ones and like the ones that they buy for drifting and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, I would never buy one because I just don't have that type of money to buy things that I like that. But I look at them and I go, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, like a beat up one, not like a super nice Corvette.
No, like a old C4 that's like yellow.
Yeah,
yeah.
that someone like is just drifting the crap out of.
Right, right. Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. There's things change type thing.
Oh, always. Always. Tastes change all the time. Final thought on your video. The music was killer. Loved it. I'm jealous. Maybe one day I'll man up and start just using music.
Just
like
do
that,
it. I made more money in merch sales than after that video than I did in the entire month last year.
That's
or
true.
The entire month of last month in YouTube revenue.
Right.
So like, this just goes out to anyone that's worried about music. Like, I get a lot of questions about music and they say, hey, what's the copyright free? What's the copyright free? Especially when you're starting out, like a copyright notice on your video is not a strike. A lot of people think that it's like a takedown thing, and it's not. And I think that, you know what I mean? It used to be that way where they would, like, a lot of these artists or record companies would take your videos down or block them. And it's not that way anymore because it's actually beneficial to some of these.
They have things to figure out that, like, oh, people are going to go search that music. They're going to hear the music. Cause what we're doing is, we're taking already really, really cool songs, but also adding really cool visuals to it.
Yeah.
And so people are going to like associate those two things. They're going to go search the songs. I do it all the time. I'm sure you do it too.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I find a lot of my music is by, not by the band, but by other websites that have either made videos like we do or, you know, whatever. That's just kind of, and it's nice that it's kind of slowly changing like that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just for anyone that's wondering, like a copyright notice is not a copyright strike. They're two different things.
Yeah.
And if you have that, you know, there's like when you upload your videos, it shows a little like a red ineligible for monetization. It's kind of a it's a very mental thing. It is. But then when you go and actually look at how much money you're making on your videos, especially if you're just starting out, it's nothing. You're not making anything on it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it is. But the funny thing about that is that, so that first song was The Interrupters, right?
Mm-hmm.
That the lead singer of The Interrupters used to be with the last song that I used was that there was a female and a male voice in it. There was like a slower paced song.
Yeah.
So the male voice in that is Scott Russo from Unwritten Law, who used to date the lead singer of The Interrupters.
Oh, really? Oh, that's interesting.
Hmm. Yeah, back. Yeah, and then and they actually made an album together that came out. It was called Scott and Amy. Came out in like 2007.
Hmm.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Little, yeah, little tie-in tidbit. You know?
Yeah,
yeah, and that's how cool. I kind of found that last band was I was like, whatever happened to this, the Scott and Amy thing? And then I was like, oh, I didn't know that the Amy that Scott was with was the lead singer of The Interrupters. Mm-hmm. And then I saw Scott had a, it was involved with a new band out of San Diego. And then I was like, oh, and then that's how I found that song.
So oh, he's in kinda, a, so he's in another band. It's not Unwritten Law.
No, it's a, yeah. He's got another little side project going on with some
interesting.
People.
You're going to be out here pretty soon to see them, huh?
Yeah. I'm going to see him this Saturday and then next weekend.
Oh yeah. That's right. Yeah. That's next weekend. Yeah. That's cool. I was, we'll talk about that later. Anyway, yes, that was my final thought on the video was the music was awesome. Yeah, the whole thing was great. I'm plugging away at my Mininats video, just kind of slowly plugging away at it, you know, little things here and there. I think what I want to do with that one, you know, I'll finish that one, but maybe I'll take like a smaller one day show kind of thing and just edit to music that I like, which may be problematic later on. I don't know. You know how I can get.
Well, it just depends. Like, the music has to go with the video, right?
Oh, you for sure. Yeah, I'm not going to take... I'm definitely... I am very aware of, like, making the vibes match, you know?
Yeah. Well, would be the problematic thing about it? What are you thinking?
I don't know. You know, I'm just... You know how I am, like, snobby on music and stuff like that. I don't know. Yeah. Well, actually, more to the point, you know how I can kind of outsmart myself?
You think you need to this is going to sound weird, but you think you need to make like, you think you're like, oh, I need to show everyone that I like this kind of music. So I'm going to put this kind of music on here.
Possibly.
Yeah. Possibly. You don't need to do that.
Yeah. I just need to make
you
cool
videos.
You
just need to make a cool video with a song that goes with it.
Yeah.
It's not, you're not, there's no point to be proven in the type of, like, no one's going, oh man, Frank's cool. He likes this kind of music. I didn't
know. Well, I'd like to think so. Yeah.
No one cares.
No one cares. Yeah, absolutely. No one gives a crap. Yeah.
But I think, honestly, if you just found a good song that you liked that you didn't have to worry about the copyright stuff, I think the problematic part was you would just want to do that forever now.
Yeah, yeah. Which probably, like you said, isn't a problem because our main thing is not making tons of money off of ad revenue. It's selling T-shirts.
Yeah, I mean, it's both. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I want to make ad revenue off of my build videos, and that's kind of the transition I want to make because I want to do less show videos, so I'm not worried about that part, and more build videos.
Right,
so that's kind of where. But I need to get the show videos is just not fun to edit sometimes, so I have to use that music. Or
the
else
music
like,
helps you along. Yeah,
yeah, definitely. Like, it took me a long time to find music for that video. I'll edit the video without the music first. I'll kind of just start getting clips and putting them on the timeline. Building the thing, and while I'm listening to music on the other screen, like I'll just be playing music and then building on this screen, and then I'll find something, I'll go yep, and I'll put it on, and it goes so fast. It's like that. It goes super
I gotta try that because I'm very in my editing process. I've said many times I'm very linear, you know. I'm very like, just this is the straight line to where we're going, you know.
Yeah.
which I would like to start getting better at that. We're just, you know, dropping clips and adjusting.
Well, next time you're out here, like I'll just kind of, we'll just sit. We sit in the office for hours anyways when you first get out here.
Yeah.
And I'll just kind of show you like the way that I do it. That's
your process.
Me. It's slow at first. At first, it's just this slow thing. But once you find the music and you drop the song on your timeline, all your clips are already on your timeline that you've trimmed out.
And you're like, so you're
then
just,
you
just
start to
adjusting
go boom, 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 boom. And then you get it done. And then you go back and you start, you can move clips around. You can like I'll go, well, these two trucks are facing the same way. I don't like, if a truck's facing one way, the next clip, I don't want the truck facing the same way.
Right.
So
also, like, if you're panning this way, you want the next one to pan this way
as much as possible. Sometimes it's not.
Sometimes it happens, but sometimes it actually works too. Yeah, like there's a couple times when you're panning this way and it still goes this way, it works out.
Yeah, the mental rules that I have for editing, I can't make them do 100% of the time,
right?
Because it doesn't. It works. Breaking the rules also works. My own. These aren't real rules. These are just my rules.
Made up rules.
They just, you know. And then I'll watch the whole thing. And sometimes I'll take a clip and I'll just move it and I'll go. Like there was one part of that video where it was a side shot, and then the next shot was me. Like I had a sucker in my mouth. It was just like a picture of me like this.
Yeah.
Originally that was like a side shot and then a side shot and then the sucker thing. So I moved the sucker thing in the middle of that to break up the two side shots. Like just dumb little things like that.
The sucker thing was also very funny too. The small theme. Were those just those giant ones that you can buy?
I love like, those things. Yeah. I bought like four of them and every time I was just like,
it was very funny. I liked it. But great video. Let's talk about your slow trip. We didn't talk about that last week.
I'm calling this entire thing C10 season.
Oh, okay.
It pretty much is, right? It seems like the beginning of the year is like mini truck stuff. Mm-hmm. Whether it's, you know, next year is going to be like Severn to Southwest, LST, mini truck, or Forbidden Fantasy, mini truck nationals. Like, it's like that. And then it kind of ramps into this C10 thing where it's slowdown, intervention. Now it's
C10 summer.
C10 summer. There you go. So it's and every year I'm just like, oh, it's a lot of C10 stuff. And then I go, oh, well, it's fine. Mm-hmm. So Slow Down was in San Luis Obispo of Avila Beach and right there on the golf course. And it was a lot of fun. Brent, like last minute, Brent's like, hey, when are you leaving? And I was like, he goes, who's going with you? I was like, nobody.
And he goes, he's like, let's go.
He's like, can I roll? I'm all, hell yeah, man.
That dude comes anywhere, like, it's a good time.
So it's I was like, I'm going to pick you up Thursday night, and then we'll get, I like to get to, like, the, just before Ventura, like, Camarillo area.
Yeah.
And stay there, because I like to do the drive on the coast in the daytime.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So I did that. We did that, stayed in Camarillo, woke up, did the trip, got up there. It was like, it was Friday, so set the booth up. Put the water bags up, put the tables up, because that showed that you can't put a trailer behind you, so everything's got to come out of the trailer, and we just stacked it, and it's the back faces right to that little lagoon.
That's like a really cool part.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really cool part.
And then we left, and there's that farmer's market on that Friday night, so we go down to the farmer's market.
Yeah.
We're just hanging out, and I get a phone call, and it was like, hey, your booth stuff's blowing all over the place.
Oh no.
And I was like, what? And there, I mean, it was windy. Like it was like this like constant kind of push, like not crazy high, like high winds, but it was this constant kind of onshore breeze. So I was like, what, really? And someone sent me a picture, and the table, two of the tables had tipped and flung out.
No. Wait, into the show or into the lagoon?
No, into the show.
Oh, so the breeze is coming off the ocean.
Off of the ocean.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, and I was like, is the canopy okay? And they're like, yeah, the canopy's fine.
The water bags.
Two water bags per leg, and then the legs in the back were on the dirt, so I put the three of the screws
nice.
In. And so I was like, okay. So Daniel, our buddy Daniel, folded my tables up and kind of set them back. And then we're walking around the farmer's market, and I was like, hey, do you think we should go put the Easy Up down? And Brent's like, we probably should. And I was like, nah, it'll be fine. And I was like, we should probably go put it down. So we walked across from the beach, the farmer's market.
Mm-hmm. It's not far.
It's not far, but you have to walk through the water.
Through the water? There's no bridge?
There is a bridge, but there's a bridge that goes to the left, or you have to go all the way around to the pedestrian bridge on the right.
Oh.
If you want to straight shot it, you walk through the water.
So you did?
Yeah, but the tide was out. So was that little creek riverbed.
Yeah.
Which is way deeper in some areas than you think it is. So we found
that out?
We found the non-deepest part, and we made it through. We get over there, and
your shoes off or no?
Oh, yeah. Okay. For sure. Yeah. But we took our shoes off way too early, because then it was like sharp rocks, kind of.
Oh, no.
It looks like nice sand until you actually get down to it.
Yeah. And you're like,
yeah. So we went over there. We had, you had to unstrap all the bags, bring the Easy Up down, put the bags back on it, which it's not even, it did. I kept telling Brent, I was like, yeah, we got to undo all the water bags. And he goes, it's not a big deal. And mm-hmm. I was like, and we did it. And I was like, oh yeah, that took like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
And, as soon as we did it, we were like, cool. We walked back. The wind's dead stopped.
Oh, yeah, that's the way it goes.
Dead
every
stopped.
Single time.
I was like, all right, whatever. But then we sat at, there's this place called Rick's. It's like a bar right there on the, that in the Avila Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of the guys were in there doing karaoke. And
oh, that's cool. Is it in that same, like where the pier is and stuff? Mm-hmm. That
yeah,
area?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So did that. It was super fun. And then the show this year was Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
So
that's
usually it's Saturday and they wrap it up Saturday night. And then you're, last year we left like super, super early in the morning. Remember you stayed? Mm-hmm. But yeah, so this time we left at like 3:30 or 4. And one of the funniest things that's ever happened to me, but I wish I had a dash cam at this mm-hmm. moment in time. We're driving and we had just left the show. We're going through like probably like Santa Barbara, right? And we're following this like horse trailer and then we kind of see something that it's like, it looks like the horse trailer had ran something over, but it didn't. There was a turkey escaping the bottom of the horse trailer.
What?
And we're kind of like just staring at it and we're like, what is happening? Right. It's like slow motion. And because we see this, like the thing
flappy
flapping.
Thing. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it fell, it hit the ground. And then it's slid, it's sliding. And so I just kind of go like this and it slid right past me and is looking up as I'm looking down like this. And then I look in my mirror and it's doing this. It's going like this. It's trying to get up off its feet, but it's doing 65 miles an hour sliding and trying to fly. And then it disappeared and I was like, we kind of looked at each other. We're like, did he run that over? Or did that thing just escape out of that trailer?
Oh my God. That's funny, dude.
So like this dude's going to get to where he's at and he's going to be minus his turkey. And the turkey's now free.
I had a turkey.
Unless the turkey got hit by a car. But then
where the heck would it come from?
No, no. I mean like this turkey is now free.
No, no. I know. Oh, I okay. I thought you meant like,
yeah. Like right now the turkey is just free. Like it just, it was. It
you're
was
right.
somewhere and now it just ended up on a freeway. Imagine if you're a turkey and then you just kind of like, oh, what's this hole down here? And you go exploring and then all of a sudden you're just like in a whole new world.
Oh my God. Sorry. That's so funny.
It was oh super God. Funny and it's hard to like say how funny it was.
No, I'm dying. That is the most funniest thing I've heard this week, I think.
I've been waiting to tell that story. I was going to put it in the group, but it's not like, it's too hard to convey.
You can't,
it's too
like,
hard
yeah,
to
you
convey.
Can't type that out.
Yeah.
The fact that you both lock eyes.
Yes.
Like, he's like, what's and he's happening?
Like, and he's like, his wings are kind of like, he's like, I don't know what to do. He's trying to get up on its feet and do this. It was fun.
Just
it was fun.
Getting sick.
Yeah, and sliding. And the cars behind me were just kind of like moving over. But I'm like, I don't know if he made it off the freeway.
I don't think he did.
I don't know.
I don't know, man. I think that turkey's cooked.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, dude. That is so funny.
Yeah.
You're just going about your turkey day.
Yeah.
What's this hole?
Yeah, imagine you're in a
and then he thinks you're like God. He's like, I saw God.
I know. Imagine he's in, at me. Imagine you're in a motorhome and you're riding in the back and you just go like to the like in the little hole. You're like, what's in here? What's and then it? You're at the now you're just in this whole new world.
Oh my goodness! Wow, that is freaking hilarious.
Yeah,
that is so funny. Wow.
But other than that, like the show, like I was telling you before, I think Brent left the booth twice to go to the restroom and I left the booth once.
Yeah,
to
you
go
said
to the
it was like busy.
Real busy.
That's really cool.
Sunday wasn't as busy and we knew it wasn't going mm-hmm. to be, but it was still like pretty busy.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's and really then, really cool. And do you think it was busy because there were more vehicles there, or do you think because this is the third year at that location or the second year?
Third year.
Third year.
Yeah,
so I was gonna say that like because I went with you last year and it was pretty busy, but I was going to say that maybe people are more used to the layout, how it is now. I don't
know. Yeah, I don't know if it, what it was.
Like, what made it more busy this year?
I don't know. I have no idea, really.
More
spectators, I think. More spectators. Oh, yeah. That, you know what? It was more spectators because they actually ran out of parking, and they had to park people. They had to bring people into the show area almost. Where, you know where I parked the trailer up on that little parking lot? They were parking people way in there. Oh, and then they had, then once... I don't know. It was just a lot
locals
of
or
locals. Yeah.
Okay.
Like people like not from Avila Beach, but you have Santa Maria's right there.
Pismo. Not too far away.
Yeah. All that stuff. So they all come down for that.
Yeah. So that's cool. It was good. That's really cool. That's really good to hear. I was gone. I was on vacation, but then, you know, next year I want to get back there just because it's like, and also for you to kind of like a break from that Arizona heat, you know, to go out there by the beach and it's nice.
It was.
Me, like you know, even where I'm at, it's hot. So even getting away down to the beach like that is
it's hot. 45 minutes from there.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean?
Like,
yeah.
You get to get. It's like that coast is where it's cool, and then you come, however far inland, and it's super hot. So.
Oh yeah, I mean that, and that is like, I mean, you could. That's almost down to like maybe a couple miles, going inland.
Yeah.
You know, like it's weird as you when you drive closer to the beach, like you the temperature just starts kind of like dropping. You know, you could see it happen, but
yeah,
that's really cool. Looking forward to next year. Hopefully maybe Brent will have his, take his truck out there. Did it get him pretty revved up on his truck?
Well, there was the exact truck sitting in the booth next to us. Universal Air, the guy that works at Universal Air has the same color patina.
Oh, cool.
Laid out. So Brent's just staring at this thing the entire weekend.
Just like,
getting
geared up. That's cool.
Getting ready. So
yeah, it was, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's good times. And then we released the rooms for Forbidden.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's sold out.
Sold out.
Sorry. If you're tuning in today, listening, you're like, oh, no, sorry.
Yeah. You know, I went really smooth. And if you need to be on the hotel wait list, just email ForbiddenFantasyShow@gmail.com. And we almost got everyone rooms last year.
Yeah.
So everyone that was on that wait list. So
well, a lot of people just go book it and then see what happens later, and then things
change. Or they'll book more than one room, which is kind of annoying sometimes. Like they'll book a lot of rooms, and it kind of, and then they don't.
Kind of throws a little kink in the works, huh?
Yeah, yeah, but yeah, that went smooth, and gearing up for that. And
I saw you kind of like put a little more detailed description in the. And when you book it online, because that was like a little confusing, you know?
Yeah, it is. Definitely, it's not like the process is not super streamlined. Like there's steps involved, because a lot of times when you usually put a code in the after you pick everything.
Right. It's like the last thing you do.
It's a like a promo code or a whatever. This is the opposite. You have to actually pick the dates, then go to the top. Yeah, there was a lot of people there like, hey, Saturdays. They're like, the Saturdays sold out. Saturdays sold out.
And I'm
like, you have to follow the steps exactly.
Right.
And they were like, oh yeah, I got it.
Well, it was kind of good also to like work out those kinks when, you know, the club booked their rooms and stuff a little earlier. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. So
what is, without giving away too much, cause I know it's part of your build videos and stuff. Where are we at? Where are we at with the giveaway truck?
It's still a truck.
It's still a truck.
I got a video about it that's going to come out.
Oh, cool.
So I'm going to,
I don't know. I'm curious, I don't even know what's going on with the red truck. I don't know what's going on with nothing.
It's been, Panda's been really busy with getting some other stuff done, so I haven't been bugging him about it, but it's close.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really
the red
close.
Truck is close?
The red truck is super close.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It should be running and driving in a couple weeks.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That like I'm also curious because like, you know, my truck will be soon ish, you know, starting on that. So I'm also that's like my like, I wonder what's going on over there trying to time my stuff out, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's getting there. And then the OBS will be fast because the OBS is not getting body dropped. It's just getting bagged and it's a front kit. So it's just like nothing needs
just
to be
like
really
kind of
built.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. Get it out of there. And then the real fun starts after that.
Yeah. Oh, really quick to go back to the C10 summer. We have the intervention coming up. That'll keep the C10 summer going.
It will. And then I have C10s in the park, which just keeps it on going.
And then
Dino's. So like, So intervention is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to leave here, on Thursday night, come out to your house, stay the night. And then
we're gonna do
morning,
we're gonna do some Pergen.
We're gonna
we won't give all the info, but we're gonna do a
podcast in donuts and coffee and Perg.
Heck yeah! Dude, I'm so stoked.
I am too. I'm excited about this. Yeah. I'm excited about this whole weekend. That whole weekend is gonna be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's shaping up to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So that was just the final thought on the C10 summer. Keep on rolling. And I totally forgot about that. You're going to the C10s in the park and.
It was kind of up in the air
until
Joe Molina, C10 Vatos, he was like, hey, so, you know, if I could do this and we could go, I'm like, oh, you're going to go? Because I was just going to go by myself because every time we go anywhere, Joe's like, I'm not going to this next year. Yeah. I'm not doing this next year.
Well, especially that one's a little spicy.
That one is.
And a little spicy.
It was real hot last year. So I think it's just going to be me and Joe. I don't think Morgan's going to go. But. Okay. That could change too, because I think that changed last minute last year. I'm not sure, but
That's September what?
It's like the 18th or something. Let me bring up my calendar here.
18th. Is that next weekend?
Yeah, the 20th. September 20th.
For the following weekend. Oh, so you got, so that's before intervention. So you got C10.
No. This is September.
Oh, September. Oh, yeah. I'm still in August. Oh, we're in August. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. So it is intervention, then park, then Dino's.
Yeah.
Later on.
And then October's nuts. October's nuts for me. Yeah. We talked about that last time. And I don't know if I'm going to regret all this stuff, but we'll see.
Yeah. Well, we'll figure that out as we go along.
Yeah. And then what else is going on? Oh, I wanted to mention that Danger Zone is coming back. And that's going to be, it's actually the weekend after Forbidden Fantasy.
Oh, I thought it was the weekend before. So that's cool that it's after.
It's the weekend after. It's actually Easter weekend.
So then, Easter weekend.
Yeah. So it's not Easter day. It's the day before Easter, which is a Saturday. It's the April 4th, right up there in Visalia or whatever.
Visalia.
Yep.
Is it still at Mooney Grove Park or do they like?
No, it's like, it's going to be on a golf course.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it looks to be pretty cool.
Yeah. That's going to be really, I mean, that was a great show. Danger Zone was always a lot of fun. Down to Earth show that was at Mooney Grove Park, or were they both at Mooney Grove Park?
I don't think Danger Zone, or I don't think the other one was at Mooney Grove Park. Okay. It was at a different park.
I just remember those were the two shows in Visalia that always went down.
Yeah, yeah. Danger Zone lasted longer; like it was over a long. I think the Down to Earth show was only 1 or 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like 2011, 2012, something like that.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good show. Dangerous Toys, I'm assuming still, obviously it's Danger Zone, so Dangerous Toys is still hosting that.
Yep.
That's awesome. That's an old school show. Hopefully movie people roll out, because that's a good show. I'm sure they get all those SenCal guys.
Oh, yeah. I mean, SenCal's just huge. So then they're trying to push it more towards gear it towards mini truckers and all that stuff, kind of like what we do. So I don't know if they have an Instagram. I'm not sure exactly what they got going on, but. Yeah,
we'll find out some more info.
We'll find out some more info about it and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I went to a mini truck meet last weekend.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. It's like this flip side. It's like a Instagram page, and they don't tell you where the meets are until like 2 days before.
Hmm.
So like they're planning one in September, which I'm hoping is not the same weekend as the C10 show. And they're going to do it in a parking structure.
Oh, cool.
And
in Phoenix.
In Phoenix somewhere. And the guy told me, he was like, he's like, yeah, some of this data, he goes, I'll let you know like right before. So it's kind of like that secret type meet, but it's really not secret. Like this one was just in a Food City parking lot. It's not like a.
But it adds some fun to.
It adds to the fun of it. Yeah.
Yeah. There's this band called Dead City Punks out of L.A. And that's what they do. They do just pop-up shows. But I mean, it gets wild. Like. They won't announce it. They'll say around about when it's going to be, and then like the date, and then that day they'll pop up and they'll put it out there, and 2,500 people will show up.
Yeah, I've seen videos wild. Of that. Those are crazy.
Yeah, the one with the fire like underneath the freeway and stuff. Yeah, it's wild.
these meets are definitely not like that.
They're not like that. They're just people sent trucks on fire and stuff.
Do you remember that back in the days? I don't know if you ever did this. I never did this, but I always. Thought it was really cool. You would like, there'd be the raves out in the middle of nowhere.
Oh,
you would have to like go to like this liquor store to get the information about it.
Yeah, I never did that, but I did hear about that.
That would be a lot of fun to do.
That would be cool.
I don't know.
Do a whole show like that.
Whole show like that. Or that'd just be so a whole. Cool. It'd be easier, I guess, if you were like on like off roaders.
Uh huh.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like lifted trucks or side by sides type thing. And they might do this, but you could go way out in the desert and you just be like, you could do a big bonfire and just this big get together. And imagine you set that up and you got to go to this liquor store to find first.
Yeah.
To get the address. And then
they'll tell
you where it's at.
That'd be cool. I don't know how well it would go with, like, you know, with how connected we are, because someone would say something, and I don't know. Who knows?
You'd have to do it. I like the idea. It would have to be just like two people doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Two people like a pot with a podcast. That would do it.
Yeah. Yeah, they could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone should get on that.
That they should.
We don't need another thing on our plate. yeah, cool. What else we got going on? Not much. Kind of in the dog days, so we need to do some more guest episodes. Yeah,
yeah. Well, we'll talk post about that real quick because that could happen soon.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I'm picking up my axle.
So you figured out what the problem was? Why it was popping seals?
Yeah, it wasn't popping seals.
Oh,
it was the actual metal ring that's pressed onto the axle that surface. That meets up to the surface of the seal was corroded. So it was allowing fluid to get through.
Oh, I see.
And there's a secondary O-ring that goes around the axle housing. Mm-hmm. And that was shot.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it wasn't necessarily like it failed. It was just not sealing correctly.
Yeah. So what happened was when me and, Panda, the last time, when we shortened the axle, we didn't know how long the truck, like, we didn't know what was going to happen. So we didn't replace seals. We didn't do anything. We didn't pay attention. Mm-hmm. We just put the axle back in, mm-hmm. the shaft back in, bolted it all up, put it on the truck and make sure it cleared.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we went to get it running, then it failed. And then when we went to pull the axle shaft out, we didn't look at the axle shaft. We literally pulled it out, set it off to the side and looked at the seal and the seal was super beat up.
Mm-hmm.
So we popped the seal up, put a new seal in. Grabbed the axle shaft. We never looked at the actual axle shaft.
Right, right. I see what you're saying.
When I pulled it out, I looked it out, and I was like,
there's a problem. That could be from sitting out for, you know, 20-something years.
I don't know, man. That whole thing is just like rust got, like moisture definitely got in everywhere in that truck.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, when it sits, you know, in one place for such a long time. And because, it could have been anything. It's been all over the place. It's sat in different places, so it can't be any one particular place or time or anything.
I'm thinking it had to have been just the moisture in Dallas.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. it gets so humid there, and then it hot, cold, over however 10 years or whatever, just sitting there. So.
Cool. Well, that's another little step. How's your interior coming together?
It's it'll come together after paint.
Okay.
But I have the surprise about that too, but it's actually going in. So the next video I'm making is my trip to Classic Truck Throwdown.
To Texas. Oh, to Texas. Yeah.
And then the next video I'm making after that it'll be like trailer stuff.
I see. Yeah. Cause the Classic Truck thing happened before the trailer stuff. So it'll be that, then the trailer, and it all fit together.
And then I'll finally be caught up and like, I hate like not talking about certain things,
but at the same time,
I'm like, this is what I have to do. I can't just talk about it here and then make videos about the same exact thing.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. Yeah. I'm can't wait to start my journey on all that too. You know?
Yeah. It'll be fun to see how you manage that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because some people don't do that and it's fine. You can do it any way you want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I just take so long to make videos. So it's kind of my fault. Like there was no reason that all this should have taken so long, but it's just like, it takes me a while to get into the mode to make a video. I know how that is.
It's 100% know that.
I can't just sit down and go, dung, 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 video's done. Like it takes me a while to figure out the editing part. So
I know, same.
But
that's the only thing I'm excited. This is a topic for another time, but one thing I'm excited about AI. And I know I just take this for whatever it's worth, but I would love to like go to AI and like take all of my clips, say, here's these clips, watch all these videos and then make me something.
Yeah.
And it goes like, yeah, here you go. And I'm like, sweet.
Yeah.
You know, because I mean, you still have to take the time to do the filming and there's still quite a lot of process to get there.
Yeah.
But it's just that like last part for me that I'm just like,
yeah,
I love going to shows. I love filming. I love all that stuff. I just hate sitting there and editing.
I think when the next, like I said, the next time you come here and you kind of see the thing, the setup that I do,
mm-hmm.
it would help you move it along even faster.
I hope so. Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I know what you do when you sit in your office. Dual monitors. Oh, yeah. Dual monitors will help. No.
I wasn't even talking about that. Geez.
About what? What are you talking about? I'm watching music videos.
I just drink coffee and sit here most of the time.
And that's all I do.
You know where my office is. It's towards the back of the house. So I just close the door and let the chaos happen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And just sit in my office just drinking coffee. Where's Dad? I don't know.
He's in a safe place.
He's in his little safe place. Where are we at? We're at 50 minutes.
Yeah. I have a little topic if we want to just kind of like a subtopic type thing that I've kind of been noticing on.
Yeah. Hit me with it. Cause I had a little one too, but you know, go ahead.
All right. So, you know, throwing the Forbidden Fantasy show and managing like an event page or like whatever, people do use Facebook. I choose to use Instagram. Cause it just seems like more people pay attention to Instagram now than Facebook. I think Facebook mm-hmm. is slowly going away.
Yeah, definitely.
So I don't have an event page, but a lot of people create event pages. And if you have an event page, regardless of what platform it's on, pay attention to it.
Oh, yeah.
Coming from a vendor side, if I'm going to vend your event or if I'm going to travel far away and spend a lot of money and all this stuff, like I kind of want to gauge the hype on your event.
Right.
And if I go to your event page on Facebook and there's no posts from you, and the posts have spam in the comments, you mm-hmm. know, those spam comments about yeah. like, trying to get vendors
hey,
and money.
I let a group just a dumpster fire just happen for a long time. I think it's yeah. still going on. But yeah, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm guilty of that.
Yeah, but you're not trying to throw an event.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like no one's relying on that page for anything.
Right.
So I'm on this event page, and this has happened a couple times, and I'll message the person. I'm like, hey, like your event page is being overran by spam, and some people will take care of it, but some people won't.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a real big turnoff to anyone attending your show, vending your show, or wanting information about your show. So if you are throwing an event and you're listening to this, or you know someone that's throwing an event that's not listening to this, give them a little bit of friendly advice mm-hmm. to delete the event page. Like don't have one at all. Go old school and just talk about it and hand out flyers or promote it at shows in person, or pay attention to the effing event yeah. page.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like, and answer messages and get people hyped, you know, like you need to get people hyped online just like you do in person. It's like an equal thing, you know?
Yeah. So, and you know who is really, really good at that? Is the guys who throw like Slowdown and Intervention and well, obviously Dino's, like they're really good at that because
yeah.
like not only are their events really good, like well, that's one thing about your video that I always love about C10 shows is there's always a lot of cool little things going on, like going to that bar on the cruise. They had like cornhole going on and they yeah. had all sorts of, it's not just like, and we've said this a lot of times before where it's not just a lot, sometimes saying so, not all the time, but sometimes what people do, they're like, oh yeah, I'm throwing a show that you're welcome. It's like, no, you got to do a lot of work.
Yeah.
You know, it's the show is the thing, but you still need to put in the work and make it enticing to come and not yeah. just say, oh, I have a show. Then that's the whole thing, you know,
especially starting out. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Like start, like if you're a new show and you're trying, even if you're a show, like, for example, Stuart mm-hmm. Kit from KIK throws Last Resort, Parks and Recreation, and he just announced his new show, which I know you're listening and I can't remember what it's called, but. We'll talk about it in a future episode. Mm-hmm. But so he's throwing three events, right?
Yeah. He's a busy dude.
He's a busy dude. Mm-hmm. But he will equally promote those events.
Yeah.
So a lot of people will take their show that they've thrown for a long time and then they're like, oh, I'm going to throw this other show. And then they mm-hmm. bank on that first show.
That's exactly what I was talking about, yeah.
To throw that second show and not, and think that they don't need to promote that second show.
Right.
You need to treat that second show as if you don't have the first show. Mm-hmm. So like me, if I was going to throw another show besides the Forbidden Fantasy show, my mindset would easily go to like, oh, well, every like Forbidden sells out the hotel. Forbidden does this. And it kind of happened with
the mixer.
Yeah. The auto mixer, right?
Mm-hmm.
The reason the auto mixer was easy to do is because we didn't have Forbidden that year.
Right. So it was almost like a, like in place of,
it was like in place of, but imagine that on the side of it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't just rely on Forbidden Fantasy, the reputation of our show.
Right.
To throw that show. I have to pretend like this doesn't exist and work on that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So just a little bit like, behind the scenes of what I see as from a vendor and a spectator. I've seen it a couple of times and experienced it a couple of times, like going to a show and, you know, as a vendor, you go to a show and you want it to be as busy as possible. So as someone that hosts a show, you want that too. So you have to do like either the footwork to get spectators there, but it's just this online presence. That's the only way to gauge things
for
a first year show.
Cause especially now.
Yeah. If I'm like going to drive, you know, hours and hours away, to the Utah show, for example, like I knew that was going to be a good show. Cause he constantly was posting about vendors and registrations. Slamfest used to do it really well where they would like someone would pre-reg and they would actually put a picture of the vehicle that pre-regged.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And just like, you just continue that hype and yeah. So, and I'm seeing some events not do that and I'm like, get on the ball.
Yeah. Well, especially like you said, if you're going to invest a bunch of time and money, you know, and time is money. So like, if you're going to invest all of this stuff into traveling all the way to the other side of the country, you need some, not, I'll call it reassurance that, you know, at least there's going to be an attempt to make it, you know, good or whatever. You can't say that like, oh, it's going to be good. There's always a risk, but at least.
And it's my gamble as well to do. It's my gamble or our gamble or whatever it is to drive to these events. But especially the spam thing.
Yeah.
Like go and delete those messages and block them. Mm-hmm. I know it's annoying, but it's your job to do that.
Well, if you're throwing the show, then yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And if you don't like that, don't have the Facebook event page, because those are always going to be a thing for the rest of our lives. Spamming Facebook and spamming social media is forever a thing.
Yep. Yep. And you got to be on top of it.
So you just have to be on top of it.
One thing that I like about how like the Forbidden Fantasy show is set up is there is that central, like if anybody asks what's going on, we'll go to the Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah,
the only thing that is funny with that is how many times, you know, even on a like on a YouTube comment, someone's like, "What? Where can I find more info on the show? Go to Instagram. Go to FFF_show." And they go like, "Oh, no, I don't have Instagram. Where else can I go?" It's like, well, okay, well, you have to put in a little effort here.
You do,
okay?
and your buddy's got Instagram.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So just say, "Hey, man, can
someone in your club does."
Someone in your club, exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's like somebody you know has Instagram. You know, it would be the same thing with Facebook and. Mm-hmm. You know, you could try to split the difference and do Facebook and Instagram, which is better probably as long as you do. But I just don't. I'm like, no, just one central where I can hit 95% of the people. I'm good.
Yeah. It's almost like if back in the day someone was like, I don't want to use the phone book. What else you got? It's like, that's it, man. That's all we got.
That's all you got.
I have an interesting thought on something to do with that I noticed myself. And, I'm not complaining, maybe a little bit. I'm just stuff that I find myself doing. And the two that stick out of my mind is one, the Pink Motel show, the Genocide Car Club. Like they don't have anything to do with this, so they'll never know. But Dino's is one that we know and interact with. Is I get it, like when people are hyping up the show and they're like reposting or tagging Dino or Pink Motel show, or even after the show, once people start putting up their pictures and stuff and tagging them, like if I'm going through the Instagram stories and I see 50 little dots, I just go like, I don't go like Dino's Get Down story. Like I'm just going through the stories and I come across Dino's story and there's just like 50 little dots across the top. I tend to not go through each one. I just kind of swipe. So, yeah. and that's just me personally. That's something that I do, but I almost get kind of fatigued on it. Mm-hmm. Like for the genocide thing, for example, like that was such a fun show. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the vehicles. I enjoyed the atmosphere, But then when I'm just doing my casual scrolling, I'm just so, it's so in my face that I almost got like kind of sick of seeing the word genocide like on my feed all the time. Like, you know,
well, a lot of times too, it's a repetitive thing.
Yeah.
And I'll give you an example. If I upload a video and someone tags me that they're watching the video, mm-hmm. I'll repost that.
Yeah.
But if someone tags the same thing back to back, I will not repost both of them.
What do you mean? The same person tagged back to back?
No. The different people.
Oh, like, I see.
If there's a bunch of people posting that they're rewatching the video, I'm not going to reshare those on my story.
And to be fair to Dino, I do it too. Because I will do that. I'll just be like, oh, cool, thank you, repost. Or, you know, whatever.
But I'm thinking about, it's like, it doesn't benefit me in any way to reshare these things where 50 people are watching my video and they're tagging me.
And what's also interesting is, like, if you made a clip of the video and people are, like, sharing that clip, so it's just you're hearing that same,
yeah.
like...
Yeah,
I won't do it. Part of the song or whatever, like, yeah, yeah, I get will that. Not,
I won't reshare. I'll reshare one. And then maybe a few hours later, I'll reshare another.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Or the next day. But I won't, as it's happening, I won't do it because it's annoying.
It is. No, I know. And I feel that way, too. And to be fair to Dino, because like I said, those Jesse guys are not going to be listening, but Dino might be listening. It's like, to be fair to him, to myself, is I do that. And I can see how that's like, oh, yeah, this is kind of getting a little.
Yeah.
A little,
but I'm the same way, though. If there's a ton. I mean, see Tim Vatos.
Yeah,
he shares.
I know. Hey,
I will watch his first two things and then skip. Right?
I know for sure Joe's not listening.
No. No. But here's the thing though. My next round of scrolling, mm-hmm. I'll watch the next two things.
Oh yeah.
And then skip. Mm-hmm. Like I won't sit there and go like click through every single thing.
Yeah.
So, and I am cognizant of this when I upload things. Two or three things max,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then I'll kind of give a little bit of a break,
mm-hmm.
and then come back and do it. And there's no right or wrong way to do.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
do whatever.
And like I said, I'm not talking crap or nothing. It's just what I experience, you know,
it's what we experience as doom scrollers.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. What I'll do sometimes is a little speed run. It's like,
just to know that they looked at it. You're like, oh yeah, Frank looked at this. Cool.
No. Like if I come across it and I see all the dots, I'll just speed run it. Just tap, just trying to get through it.
Just trying to get out of it.
Yeah.
But I've like for Dino's, I mean, you had, you know, so many people there and I can see
that's the thing,
you know, if you tag someone, and then also if you're tagging someone to support them, you also kind of want them to reshare your thing.
As the doom scroller, as the consumer, when people like share there is a satisfaction too. There's that little endorphin rush.
Yeah. So there's like this balance of too. There's balance of both things.
Totally get that.
But the best thing about it is just like anything else, you can just skip past it.
That's true. My opinion doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Just like if I'm watching a YouTube video and I don't like it, I'm not going to tell the person in a comment I don't like
it. You don't. Yeah. You don't need to do that.
Yeah.
It's tempting.
Sometimes, and we both have done it.
Oh yeah, it's tempting. It's very, very tempting to stop and say something. But now being kind of like doing this for so long that there's that little cognitive voice in your head that goes like, "Hey, you don't need to do that."
Yeah,
you know, you don't need to say that. Just move on. Who cares?
My biggest thing is constructive criticism. Like I had to force myself to stop sometimes giving my opinion about certain things until it was asked of me.
Right, right.
You know, I mean, I do that with you. I do that with anybody. You know what I mean? Because in my head, I'm just like, oh, I'm helping this. Like, I think I'm like helping the situation.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had to kind of scale that back a little bit.
Yeah,
because like again, it's all self awareness.
Yeah,
It's all like, it's just kind of you just kind of like realize you're doing certain things, or someone else is doing certain things, or there's this group of people you don't want to be around, or it doesn't matter what it is. There's a million different things, but you just make these slight adjustments as you're moving along, and those slight adjustments help you, because if you just stay on this, if you just continue to do the same thing all the time, what fun is that? You know?
Yeah. Well, and that'll just eventually bite you in the butt anyway. Mm-hmm. You know. Just if it's like adjustments is one way to say, but also evolving constantly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Constantly changing your way of thinking. Like you can't be stuck in any which particular way.
Or saying like, why does this annoy me?
Maybe ask yourself that question.
Maybe it's you, me.
It's me, the way I'm taking things.
Yes. Right. Yes. Oh yeah. That goes right back. Yeah. We've had these conversations too.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
You know, the way someone texts me, or the way the response I get, or the lack of response I get.
Yeah.
There's some people that I'll send reels to and I get nothing. I get no laughing emoji. I get no response. And I go, maybe they just hate me.
Yeah, I feel that way sometimes too.
Yeah. But then they'll send me a bunch of stuff and I'm like, oh, okay, maybe that's just how some people are. They don't respond in the way that I respond.
Maybe that needs to be like a question that a lot of people need to ask themselves when they start feeling a particular way about something, like, why am I taking it this way? Not why is this person being like this? Let's change the reframe that and say, why am I taking it this way?
It's exactly what it is, right? Because yeah. I know there's people that send me reels on Facebook Messenger. Mm-hmm. And they'll send me 5 at a time.
Yeah.
I'll watch them. I'm not going to respond to every single one.
Mm-hmm.
It's my close friends, I probably, you know, will. But like even me and Eric, we share reels back and forth all day.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he doesn't respond, and sometimes I don't, but we continue to send reels back and forth.
Yeah. There's still some sort of communication there.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a good thing, right? Just kind of reevaluating.
Interesting time, man.
Interesting.
Interesting time.
We are going through this weird, and we've been going through it, of just how to react digitally.
How to navigate this digital world.
Yeah. So like, I always say this is hilarious, right? Mm-hmm. If I text you, not Facebook, like a text conversation, there has to be closure to that conversation.
Yeah, I agree, because that is like talking on the phone. So that's not just like shooting a reel or whatever.
Yeah, it would be like you telling me something and I just go like this.
Or calling and you're just like, no response.
I always do it face to face is the easiest comparison, because you're looking at someone. You wouldn't say, hey man, how's it going? And you say, oh, I'm good. And then you ask them something else and they just kind of go. Or you're like done with the conversation and you're just like, all right, cool, I'll see you later.
Yeah, or that would be like having conversations, just turn around, walking away.
Yeah, or just me shutting this computer.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, I guess we're done.
Yeah.
I don't know. There was no end to the conversation.
Right, so right.
Sharing reels, there doesn't have to be an end to that, because that's not a conversation.
Right.
But if you're back and forth like, hey, what are you doing today? Oh, I'm doing this. What are you doing this weekend? Okay, cool. Oh, I'm doing this. All right, man. Okay, cool. I'll see what I can do. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
There. You have closed the conversation.
And we can move on.
We can move on.
Right on.
Yeah.
Well, cool, man. That was another one. Where are we at? 171, huh?
Yeah.
Just moving along.
When are we going to quit?
I don't know.
When we hate each other? That one day we just look at each other, we don't respond, we just close the screen.
Like, that's the end. Yeah. Fade to black.
Fade to black.
Now, we got too much stuff going on to do that.
Yeah, there's way too much stuff going on. Yeah,
way too much stuff going on. Like I said, I'm excited about starting the Tacoma. Been having fun with it, man. Just been driving it. Been taking my kids to school in it.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. I'll put myself on blast a little bit. I go to pick up. So yesterday was the first day of school, which is on a Thursday, which is weird. Whatever. So it's the first day of school. My oldest is in high school. And Angie drives her to school in the morning. And the bus brings her home. But she wanted to be picked up yesterday. So I go to pick her up. And I get in the wrong line at first because I'm not used to this. So I had to go around, get in a different line, blah, 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 blah. And then she calls me. She's like, where are you? And I'm like, I'm in line. She's like, I don't see you. Oh, you're driving the Tacoma. That thing's so ugly. And I'm all,
you should have left and left her there. It's not an ugly. I used to get driven and dropped off to school in a beater. And I remember I would tell my dad to drop me off down the street.
Yeah.
Now, that same beater, I would love to have that beater right now.
No, I know.
It was a mini truck. It was just an old beat up mini truck.
This is a, it's not like it's like three colors. It's not like, no, it's a like,
nice, it looks like a new truck. Like, it looks like a relatively new truck.
I know.
It's nice. It's clean.
But
what did she want you to pick you up in? The Tundra?
The Tundra all the time. Yeah.
Oh.
But the thing is like, I could do that too. What about if I rocked up to the school in Dwight's truck in the red OBS?
Oh, you 100% should. You should drive the tractor and pick her up. Yes, do it. And like dress as Dwight.
Dress as Dwight.
Yeah. And make a TikTok out of it. And
ha!
And get out. Baby girl.
There's my sweet pie.
You want some ice cream? You did so good at school today.
Yeah, I thought that was funny. But no, I'm definitely going to use it. Like the
bad thing about you finding a truck so soon is the gap between the wait to get it done.
But yeah, so the gap is actually kind of interesting because, yes, I'm excited. I cannot wait to have this thing done. But I'm having an absolute freaking blast driving this thing, dude. Yeah. I've said this many times since I've got it, but it's all smiles driving that thing.
Yeah.
Every time I get in it, it's fun. It's not very fast. I've realized that it is not fast at all. But it's just fun. Yeah. I just enjoy driving it.
And you wouldn't get that if you just got it and straight to bag.
That was it. Like there was that thing we've said kind of earlier before about like, I really didn't need to get it now. Like there was still time to look, but this was the perfect one. Mm-hmm. And I've been kind of keeping my pulse on marketplace.
There's one just like yours with 112,000 miles on it, but it's $13,000.
Yes. Oh, I think I saw that one. Is it in Arizona?
Silver one. Super nice.
Yeah.
And I looked at that one and I was like, oh yeah, this is like, you got the perfect one.
And that was on the low end. I said that before. He looked it up on Kelly Blue Book and went for the low end price, I think, just to get rid of it. But yeah, no, definitely. Hold on. I had another thought about that. I can't remember. Oh, yeah. We're talking about Pulse on Marketplace. And I'm glad I got it. And I'm glad I'm having this time to really, one, not only get to have drive it and have fun with it, but get to know the truck. Because I really want to have this comparison of pre-bagged and post-bagged, you know, because I want it to be the same truck. So I want to get used to it. This might sound strange, but I want to get used to it completely stock driving it. That way, when it's bagged, I can say, hey, I liked it when it was like this. Yeah. Like, what can we do to make it like this? Yeah. You know what I mean? So it just gives me like a good starting point. But to add, the Titan is up on Marketplace right now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. If anyone wants a good,
I've gotten zero bites on it.
Zero, huh?
Zero.
That's all right.
I don't know. I don't know if it's maybe, I don't know. It's only been up there. I put it up there Tuesday or Wednesday. I can't remember. One of those days, sometime earlier this week. So, but what I found interesting is because I put in other things on Marketplace and usually within the first couple of days, I'll at least get a, hey, would you take $2,000 for it?
Yeah.
I haven't even gotten that.
Well, there's a million Nissan Titans on Marketplace.
Oh, I see.
There and so, you what you need is you need the buyer looking for the clean one.
Right.
Most people looking for them don't care about them; they just need them to function.
And so, I had a guy come over to the house a few months ago, and he was just doing some weeds and stuff around there. And he had like a landscaping company, and he saw it, and he was like, "What's up with that?" And I said, "Oh, you know, it's this blah blah blah." So I'll give you $3,000 for it.
Yeah.
I was like, "No, that's what most of those guys are. What you're saying or what they're looking for. They're just looking for a work truck."
So you'll find the guy. I remember Chris Rhodes. I remember when he was looking for like a half ton truck. He had X amount of dollars, and it was like Titan, like all these things, right? But he wanted something clean.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the buyer that you're looking for is the one that's needing the half ton truck. Doesn't care what it is, just wants it to be clean and running good.
Right.
You know, and you have a truck that's you have for $6,500. He's going to see all these beat ass Titans for $3,000 and $4,000. Mm-hmm. And he's like, no, it's important for it to be clean.
Yeah. So, or at least see those beaters and be like, you know what? For a couple more grand, I can get something a little bit nicer.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit less miles. Maybe a little. It's the same process that I went through with a Tacoma.
Yeah.
The exact same process. So I'm just waiting. So, yeah, it's on
Marketplace. It'll happen.
I like all the reactions to it just because, you know, there's a lot of people who whatever, but like all the reactions to it, like, you know how you can see the reactions that people have. It's a lot of like crying faces and like, you know, so I think that's kind
of
funny
too. Who messaged me the other day? Joe Molina messaged a copy of that, of you selling it. He goes, Frank's getting out of the Titan crew. And I'm like, he's a quitter.
I know. Hey man, I left 2 years ago now.
I know. I was like, he's a quitter. He quit a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, I'm Titan strong, man. Actually, I just don't have the money to buy a new one yet. But as soon as I do, I'm buying a new one.
Heck yeah. A Titan. You're getting another Titan.
I'm getting a Titan. Yeah, another Titan.
That's cool.
Yeah. But yeah.
Right on. Well, I'll that's one thing that I'll keep everybody updated on the podcast here is my marketplace adventures on that thing.
Yeah, and if anybody wants a really clean half-ton pickup that will last you another however long you want it to last, like hit you up, because that's you're not going to find a truck with front seats that are intact and paint that's intact on that truck. So
ish intact. The paint is ish intact.
It's better than what you see out there. Like,
yes, that's true.
Yeah.
So anyway, cool.
All right.
Right on. Well, go to our websites. Thegoodlife.com.
Thegoodlife.com.
I'm on grinder-tv.com. No, that's the same thing. I'm livelifecustom.com. Later.
Later. Bye.